The black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They're making crazy, but now they're late.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Welcome to the podcast, and thanks for tuning in. We're broadcasting worldwide from our Jersey Shore Central Command Center in New Jersey. My name is President Zen One, and I'm your host. And today we have a lot of news to get to, not to mention we have a special report on dealing with the psychological burden of knowing things our culture doesn't want us to know. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to take a moment to mention a few things. A preview of some upcoming guests, which include WFMU DJ Glenn Jones, host of Mind's podcast Jay Hernandez, NJCU alumni Rich Rock from episodes 2 and 3, and TV personality Rob Bruce. And if you want to be a guest on a show, email me at zen1music@gmail.com. Moving on, let's see what's making headlines.
Here's what's in the news.
David Icke accuses TV hosts of abuse after heated interview about shape-shifting reptilians. This is on RT. Legendary conspiracy theorist David Icke claims he was verbally abused by Australian TV hosts after they aggressively challenged him. And we've got a clip. Camera 6, go.
Most of human society looks at the world down the wrong end of a telescope.
I love these theories, but I'm not slugging people $100 to listen to my rubbish. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's brilliant, mate. Well done.
That's the mainstream. You don't know it's rubbish.
No. You've never read a book. You won't come and see the talk until it's all put together.
Well, you tell us. Who are the aliens? Is Vladimir Putin an alien?
Well, Lisa, don't get too aggressive.
I'll tell you what. Why are you getting so angry?
Because it's so serious to where human society is going.
Yeah, but you've got to defend what you're saying. But is Vladimir Putin an alien?
Next up, Young Jerks host Cenk Uygur had a complete meltdown at the RNC. He lost his temper, got physically confrontational with Alex Jones, and it began when Jones supposedly crashed a live Young Turks broadcast and handed him a t-shirt with Bill Clinton's face on it saying rape. He grabbed Jones' microphone, yelling about how Donald Trump was accused in court of being a rapist. Jones demanded that Uygur, why don't he debate Roger Stone? Why wouldn't he debate Roger Stone? Could it be he knew he was going to lose the debate? All he did was further use verbal exchanges of hatred and vitriol. And Anna Kasparian told Jones, get the F off stage, and called him fat, which is fat shaming. It's just the double standard of political correctness. If you disagree with them philosophically, you can't use those terms without getting attacked by them. You know? And I don't play this left-right paradigm game. I would support either the guy running for office that wears the big rubber boot on his head, or D's nuts, or maybe even nobody, before I would support those two parties. This girl just continued to curse. These people were enraged and they discredited themselves. Anna Kasparian was totally unprofessional. Cenk Uygur was totally unprofessional. And they used profanity, fat-shaming, despicable vitriol, attacking Alex Jones, spitting on him. Now, they're the liberal tolerant? No. And we've got a clip. Camera 9, go.
All right, you want to take my show over? I'll take your show over. Okay, you know what? Who does this kind of shirt? First of all, sick guy. Second of all, you know. You're a sick dude, Roger Stone.
You assault me all the time. You never give me a chance to respond.
I should give you a hatchet job. A job to respond. You're a sick man, Roger Stone. No, you're the world's biggest liar. Didn't you admit that you lied about Elliot Smith, sir? Didn't you already admit that, you piece of crap? You piece of crap. And first of all, Alex, this ain't your show. Okay? And Roger, it certainly ain't your
afraid to debate him?
We're against Saudi Arabia, you dumbass! We talk about that all the time!
Oh, really?
We talk about that all the time! What do you think, the lizard people are in charge?
No.
Is that what you think?
Now you're pissed because we're kicking your ass.
Is that what you think?
You're the anti-liberal, you're pissed.
Bullshit!
That guy just spit in my face. Unbelievable.
All right, folks. Moving on. I just want to quickly mention that you guys should check out Black Helicopter News on Facebook. There we post a lot of cool stuff. Check it out, see for yourself. And on that page, there's a Shop Now button that takes you to my online music store, where I have 4 digital albums on sale for $3.99 each. As you may know, I used to rap under the name of President Zen 1. That's why I still go by that name for the show. If $3.99 is too much for you to pay, we also have a Pay What You Want feature. One other thing, Armageddon Records shop on eBay. Check it out. Books, clothing, video games, and much more. Okay, folks. And finally, programming for this station are made possible by viewers like you. So please like and share this podcast on all platforms. Share it with friends, family, and loved ones. We even have a donations button on our page, blackhelicopternews.podomatic.com. So thank you for your support. We wouldn't be here without you.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
Next up, we've got a special report dealing with the psychological burden of knowing things our culture doesn't want us to know. This is an interesting article. It was originally on Reddit. I posted this on Black Helicopter News on Facebook, so you can find this article there. What it talks about is that there's uncomfortable truths that are delegated to a ridiculous sounding quote-unquote conspiracy, and it drives people away who are on the fence. The label conspiracy is a form of censorship in itself, and it just pushes big deal stories into one small corner. Maybe some of you don't care about the divisive label of conspiracy theorists, and maybe it means nothing to you. After all, what idiot would be afraid of theorizing about potential conspiracies? Given the endless list of historical examples, what kind of sheep is so trained to be afraid of the truth? Part of the awakening is questioning things in a deeper way. And of course, not every conspiracy is true, but startling facts have been presented over and over again and proven to be true, such as intelligence agencies of governments overthrowing other governments of foreign countries, central banks and corporations with total control over the governments of almost every country in the world, the Zionists, the drug war caused by the U.S. in Central and South America for profit, and oil companies that infiltrated the government, the demolition of Building 7. Look, this is the examples that people are afraid to investigate, but they're very real, and they're ignored by the corporate media. Once you realize this, you realize how fake society really is. There's psychopaths with no morality or compassion in power, and they're the only people with the motivation and that will be willing to go to the lengths necessary to acquire $1 billion or a political position. They'll even sell their soul. People are scared to realize this. They deny it and shut down when you talk about it. And after a while, it crushes you to see it, how many people fall for the bullshit. Cognitive dissonance is something we all suffer from in this culture. The only difference is some of us try to fix it. Pardon me. People like you and me, folks, we're lucky to have the emotional motivation to seek out true, important information, even if it's uncomfortable to digest. Others hide from the truth out of fear because they're cowards and they will be victims of the New World Order. The truth is, our actions in the present create the conditions that allow the future to occur. As Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in this world. I've said this so many times in this podcast. 5 corporations, a handful of them, own 95% of all American media, from TV to movies to magazines. Now is the time to spread the truth. And with that being said, folks, that about wraps up this week's episode of the podcast. Stay woke, my friends.
This has been a worldwide broadcast. End of transmission.